going back in?
There's still men out there. God damn. When I go home, people ask me, "Hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? You're some kind of war junkie?" I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is. Hey, don't even think about it, all right? I'm better on my own. Hey, we started a whole new week. It's Monday.
Friends, fans, followers, leaders, and true believers, what's happening? What's going on? Thanks for tuning in and checking out the show. I just came to the conclusion here on Okinawa that the suicide rates would drop drastically if they would change the radio format on this fucking island. And I said that joke the other day and some people got all butthurt and upset because I'm making fun of suicide. Well, here's the kicker. I don't know of anything that's hurting me more. Maybe my ex-wife or something, but other than that, nothing's hurt me more than suicide. No, suicide even hurt me more than my ex-wife, you know what I'm saying? I mean, granted, she's still around on this earth, but, you know, shit, at least nobody died, you know what I mean? Just my soul and my heart. All right, I'm just kidding. Fuck her. No, but the whole thing about drawing attention to issues, and that's why I need to stick with this fucking path of being a comic. Transitioning from the military to civilian life is pretty fucking hard when it comes to like paperwork and all this other shit, because you're used to punching a clock by just showing up to work. You didn't have to do all the political bullshit that you do in a regular job. You have to do the political bullshit that you have to deal with, you know, getting promoted and your evals and all this other stuff, but that's a whole nother thing. That's beside the point. But my point to this is that stand-up comedy, it seems like, is the only thing out there where you can actually still have your saying things and still have your input and not have to filter yourself too much. And it's sad because some places are trying to water that down. There's a lot of people that are trying to take away what you say, and it's fucked up. It's too bad. I look at it like this. I've spent 20 years, when I retire it'll be 20, defending the Constitution of the United States of America. And when I do fucking walk out that door finally, I'm going to utilize that freedom. And if people don't like what I have to say, then just don't fucking listen. You know what I mean? It's as simple as that. That's what's really stupid and about the way things are with everyday society now. And in my opinion, is that too many people are worried about the one person that's getting offended versus the fucking 98 that's actually going to learn something. You know, I mean, if I'm going to sit here and I'm going to teach a class and call somebody a dumbass or a smart ass or fucking kick ass or great job, and I like to say, "Hey man, you're the shit. Did anybody tell you you're the shit today?" And I learned that from Master Chief Leadum, and that actually meant a lot to me when he was saying shit like that. He was a senior chief at the time, but I was just like, holy shit, man, this guy really does give a shit about his troops. And he'd give you time out of the day to go out of his way and just be like, hey, man, did I tell you that you're the shit today? Or when you're teaching classes, and Patton, I think it was Patton, I don't remember, there's a meme floating around somewhere, and I actually read it in a history book, that he once said, when he had something to tell his guys, he gives it to them double dirty. That way, it sticks better. And now, if I'm trying to teach a class, and I'm trying to say, yeah, this is how that motherfucker will fucking kill you. If I see something like that, which I said the F word twice, and I'm resorting to say that mother effer. And who's going to remember that shit? So I gotta compensate for vulgarity with comedy and make it last and stick in the head, but that's unprofessional. I don't know. It's just hard for me to be that kind of a professional. You know, it's last I know, so no matter what we're doing, we're in the military, you're all professionals because you're getting paid. That's by definition. And I think the best thing is knowing people are going to stay alive a lot longer. So if you have to say shit, piss, fuck, cunt, motherfucker, cocksucker, whatever the hell the words are that George Carlin will tell you are banned, to get something to stick in somebody's fucking head, well, then fucking do it, man. You know, I mean, it's sad. It's just the state of affairs that we're in now. And everybody doesn't want to offend somebody else. Well, guess what, man? Nobody gives a fuck. I take that back. Everybody gives a fuck now. Everybody. We might offend that one person. Well, maybe that one person's actually hurting everybody else. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a lot of shit. Like, I get it. Like, if you're saying something derogatory to somebody, yeah, if you're using, like, a racial slur on someone or something, something to that effect, I get that. That makes sense. I mean, that's belittling your people and you're stripping morale from them. That's one thing. But if you're trying to get a lesson plan across, you're trying to make a fucking valid point, by all means, fucking say it. I don't know. I'm just getting like a little bit frustrated, you know, with the way things are. And it's like trying to take away a lot of things that are really a tradition in the military and to help other people out. Like I get it to an extent. Then some to help people out, like I said, the extent is where it actually hurts somebody and actually has an impact on people. As far as I know, we've been doing pretty fucking good as a military and, you know, especially as the Navy. We've been doing pretty fucking kick ass. This isn't making fun of anybody that I work for. But I just want to create awareness for this, is that they're actually taking man out of things in the Navy and the Marine Corps. The order was to take it all out. Now there's getting some pushback, thank goodness, because I honestly don't really think that the word man in something would hurt somebody's job, because we all came in. You come into the Navy, you're an airman, fireman, seaman, or corpsman. Hospital corpsman, that is. And for some reason, they want to take away the him and the her out of everything so that it's a gender neutral or gender fucking neutered military. And it's taken a lot away, man. It really, really takes the tradition out of things. And you're drawing attention to shit that really doesn't need any attention drawn to it. I mean, there's a lot of other things that we could be creating awareness for. So yeah, take him, her, whatever. Just leave that alone. We're integrating with, we have more people from, you have different nationalities in the military. You have people with different religions, different sexual beliefs. You know, you have guys that are homosexual. You have females that are lesbians. And let them fucking be themselves. That's great. And I think maybe we should focus more on education for integration for that. It's pretty cool because, like, when I was a kid, if you were gay, you're a faggot. Now, in my age now, in the military, you're not. You're just, you're accepted. It's just as if some people have problems with racial backgrounds or whatever, but as far as being gay, nobody gives a fuck anymore. It's like, good. That's it. That's fine. Maybe we should do more training on things that are here instead of, like, trying to treat it like it's not there. Like, there is no issue with homosexuality and all that other stuff. There really shouldn't be. But at the same time, just create awareness that, hey, that, that they're here, and help them out. Make sure that they're not getting ostracized because they're here to work just like anybody else. And the thing is, we do that with females. I mean, there's a lot of females in the military, and we talk about sexual assault, sexual, all kinds of shit. And we have females that are in the military that, you know, a long time ago, shit was real, man. Shit really got to it. And that's the stuff that I understand. That makes sense. When we have going to things that actually hurt people and impact the working environment, like really proven working environment, somebody's fucking hurting a girl's feelings, you know, by calling her constructionman, that's just a fucking name. Are we going to change human to hue person? I don't fucking get it, you know. Woman to wool person? Men is in woman's name. I'm like really baffled by this whole fucking thing. But what I think would be a better thing to do and a better way to spin our wheels, as they say, is let's look at things that are really an issue, not creating issues to just, you know, draw attention away from things that should be done. And there are a lot of things that need attention, and it's a lot easier to find them versus just looking for shit to create something to talk about, because it's really kind of scary. It's kind of sad, and it hurts them. I think it hurts more impact of the people that have been here. And you're also taking away from everybody that was served by doing that. Because there's a lot of people, men, women. I've talked to a lot of retired people on this via Facebook and message boards and all that other shit. Mostly Facebook groups that they think that, you know, they should have been there. Like, there was a lot of females that were utilities men, which meant they were construction men. A lot of females that are hospital corpsmen. Which, you know, and they thought the name was fine, and I'm with them, you know. I mean, we're gonna turn this into fucking no man's land, like literally no man's land. I don't know. Either way, hey man, shoot me a message, hit me up via Facebook. That's probably the best bet. Twitter, Josh96O'Brien. That's JOSH96OBRIEN. And shout out to my boy Miller. His kiddo passed away. And, you know, I'm sorry to hear that. And that's, you know, nothing but love for you and your family. And I really hope you guys are doing good. I'm sorry to hear that your child passed. And, since we're already on a sad note, hey, let's not fucking end everything on a sad note. Let's talk about something different real quick. Is, hey, man, buddy, check your friends, man. We lose 22 vets a day. And I know comics listen to this, too, and comics are just as depressed as fucking military folks, because usually military folks, we go through some kind of something that gives us PTSD, and as a civilian comic, that is, whatever made you a comic probably gave you PTSD as well, because most normal people don't do this shit. Anyways, I love you guys. Fuck it, I don't know how to end these things. Back down.
Country woman, she calling from inside. She's a calling from inside, trying to get to you. All the woman really wants, you can give her something too.
I'd much rather lie down.